a big one. We got to get a win at home. It's been tough here in Everbank, right?
Yeah, it's been tough. We had spurts where we played well, but you know, we're excited to play home in front of our, you know, our crowd, and you know, show how we've built since, you know, the bye week, and you know, how we've taken a step defensively, and you know, how Blaine's been taking a step, and we just want to put one together and be the good team.
Yeah, you mentioned since the bye week, the defense played pretty well the last couple of weeks. How do you keep it rolling?
Just keep the momentum going, doing what we've been doing. You know, got a little rest over the bye week. You know, we practiced really hard. You know, camp was really hard. But now, you know, got things rolling on defense. And, you know, we finally got things gelled. So we feel like, you know, we can continue where we left off last year.
What do the Lions do well offensively?
They have an aggressive O-line. You know, their quarterback's their guy. He gets the thing going. Obviously, Calvin Johnson. And, you know, he's got to get to the quarterback like we did last week. You know, same type of thing. You know, a good quarterback with a good receiving core. And, you know, defense that's going to come out and play hard. So we got to outplay their defense.
It's a big week. I mean, it's been a struggle here at home. How do you get it turned around here at home?
Home has been very disappointing. Of course, you want to win. You want to have those games. Home field advantage. This is all of us. We got to be together and stay together.
The last couple of weeks, the defense has been spectacular. Actually, playing two really solid games, getting to the quarterback finally. How do you keep that going against a good passing team in Detroit?
You know, we gotta let the offense do what they do, but we gotta find ourselves and we gotta be comfortable. And I think that's showing up in these past few games.
What does Detroit do well?
We really got. You know, they have a lot of great guys over there. Guys that stand out, Stafford and the quarterback, and Megatron, man, he's a beast. So we just got to watch him, man, and try not to let nothing fly over our heads.
The biggest thing is just how we work together. You know, we have known the whole time we have the tools, and what we can do is just a matter of doing it. And you saw a little bit of it in preseason, and then, you know, there's been glimpses of it along the way. But the last 2 weeks, I think the biggest thing is been coordinated in that, working together more so. So that's probably been the biggest thing.
It's got to be a huge factor getting bodies back when you have you and Lane and all those pieces now with Mincy and Brent. They don't have to be out there every single play anymore.
Right.
I mean, do you see that being a
difference?
That's
definitely a big part of it. Guys are a little fresher. Definitely gotten some bodies back over the last few weeks, starting, you know, Lane, Selvie, myself. So it's going to definitely help all across the board, especially Mincy not having to, you know, take 70, 80 reps a game, you know, so definitely a difference.
How much have you guys been impacted by just the pride factor and people calling you out a little bit in terms of, like, there's been talk that you guys are more than just some guys rushing the passer.
Yeah.
Is there a pride factor in there?
Oh, there's always definitely pride. You want to be noticed and recognized for what you do, but it always comes down to us internally, and we know what we can do in a matter of just putting the pieces together each week and going out and doing it.